When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In this episode, we talk about saving money, and I share two extremely simple approaches to doing that, even if you feel like you can't afford it. Go ahead and put your quarter in the piggy bank, because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes.
Freestyle Friday number 46. My name is E-Double. I hope you enjoy it. Good luck to everybody.
Today's song is called Party with Wookiees by E-Double. And here's a cool fact. This is actually a part of his series called Freestyle Fridays. So yeah, this entire thing is completely freestyled and it's absolutely incredible. Now, I will warn you that this song has a bit of cursing in it, and that's the reason that this episode is marked explicit, so hopefully that doesn't bother you. Either way, check out the artist and enjoy the music. Okay, so here's something new and exciting. Many of you have asked me for a way to get alerted when a new episode releases. Well, here's your chance. To sign up for our daily alerts, all you have to do is text TINY to 38470. And here's what this does. After you text the word TINY to 38470, your phone will automatically be added to the list. Each day as new episodes drop, you'll get a super short text with an overview of the episode and a link to listen in. This way, you can decide if you want to tune in that day or not. So what are you waiting for? Text the word TINY to 38470 right now and start getting your first alerts ASAP. 8 pounds of liquid cynicism with my rose. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and I've never been very good at saving money. It's one of the skills that I would argue I'm worst at. What's weird, though, is that I never really spend much money on things. I never buy new clothes or shoes, and I don't really spend much on my hobbies. And whenever I do go out, it's usually a pretty affordable affair. But somehow, between the standard cost of living and the random charges that will pop up in any given week, my money just disappears. Maybe you know the feeling that I'm talking about. Now, if you're like me, you probably want to save money, right? You want to look at your bank account and see a comfortable stash there in case an emergency happens or just in case you want to go on vacation. And just because we aren't naturally good at saving money doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to get better at it, right? That's what I thought too. And it's the reason I first started reading and learning about personal finance. In this episode, I want to share three very simple things you can do to start saving more money today, even if you've never felt like you could afford it before. These three extremely easy strategies has helped me drastically. So stick around because it will do the same for you as well. All right, number one, write down and record all of your expenses immediately after making them. The original idea for this came from the book I Will Teach You to Be Rich by personal finance blogger and all-around internet badass Ramit Sethi. Here is the recommendation. Get yourself a small notepad. This needs to be a physical pad, as well as a pen or pencil. You want to have these items on you at all times. Now, for the next week, every single time you go to make a payment on something, you have to immediately write down the purchase and how much it cost in your notepad. Don't wait until you've gotten back to the office or until it's more convenient. If you spend money, you have to immediately write it down. This does two really important things for you. Number one, it allows you to make spending decisions consciously. Now, we live in a world ruled by plastic cards. The reason it's so easy for us to spend money is simply because there's a psychological detachment between the swiping of that card and the money we have. This is why it's so much harder to spend cash than it is to swipe your credit card or your debit card. By recording your purchase every single time you swipe, you're consciously creating that link between your purchases and the actual money you have. And then the second thing that it does for you is you can create a run-in log of the things you choose to spend on. This allows you to go back through and identify the areas where your money is leaking out. A $10 purchase, for example, may not seem like much in the moment, but it's very easy to do that 10 times in a single week and find yourself $100 shorter than expected. Having this log gives you a basis to use when making decisions later on in regards to your expenses and where you should cut back. Recommendation number two, pay into your savings before paying into your expenses. In a 2013 interview titled "The Truth About the Psychology of Saving and Spending," Mike Cody sat down with Dr. Peter Collett from Oxford University to discuss the research that had been done on why some people save and others don't. When asked the question, "Isn't saving linked to the ability to save?" Collett replied, quote, "When you sit people down and ask them why they don't save, one of the standard explanations they offer is that they can't afford to do so. That's because they're thinking of savings as what's left over after they've paid for essentials, rather than of essentials as what's left over after they've earmarked money for saving. It's their savings that get squeezed, not their consumption." End quote. This statement is the inspiration behind my second recommendation. Pay yourself first. "But Greg," you might reply, "I have to pay my rent and bills and other expenses." Now, this is true, and no one is telling you to stop paying those things. What I'm simply suggesting is that you need to shift your approach to saving money. When creating a budget for themselves, most people will factor in their recurring living expenses and bills first, leaving the savings portion for whatever is left over. What many of us find at the end of the month is that there simply isn't anything left over, and so savings gets treated as a simple casualty of war. A more effective approach would be to identify what we can save first and make sure we take that money out before anything else gets paid. You still want to ensure that you budget enough to pay for your necessities, but by putting your savings in place at the top of the funnel rather than waiting for the end, you're ensuring that nothing will rise up throughout the month to slowly eat away at that money, leaving you with nothing. Put your savings into its designated account first, and you'll very quickly find yourself with an excess of cash and far less unnecessary expenses. And then number three, save for a clear goal. I talked about the idea behind goal setting a bit back in episode 8 titled "How to Achieve Your Goals and Resolutions," and I recommend checking out the episode, but the important part for the context of today's show is this. When we set goals, our brains treat them as a part of our identity. We're just as attached to that idea of the theoretical goal as we are to any other part of what we consider us. So what does this mean in terms of saving money? Simply put, having a set goal for your savings is a much more effective strategy than anything else. Let's say you're saving to take a vacation to Paris. By making this goal clear, "I want to take a trip to Paris," you're creating the connection between that idea and your identity. All of a sudden, it becomes much easier to take the actions necessary to move towards those things. When you think of spending money, it becomes much easier to question it simply because the action would interfere with a part of your identity. Saving money just to save money is a good thing, and it can work, but if you lack discipline like I do, the key to giving yourself an unfair advantage is to tie it into who you are, your literal core. This way, failure to take the actions required for that goal will become a painful process that you'll do everything to avoid. Today's quest is to identify one area of your life that you'd like to spend less on. Once you've done this, make a post on Twitter or Instagram saying, "I'm going to save more money," with the hashtag #MyTinyLeaps. This is worth 10 points. Throughout February, I'm making myself available to you for 1 hour every single weekday. This means that you and I can hop on Skype, Google Hangouts, or a phone call and talk about anything and everything that matters to you. To sign up for one of these calls, go to tinyleapschat.com and it'll take you to my personal calendar. This page will let you choose a date and time that works for you. My goal here is to learn more about you and identify what you want to see from the show, so don't be shy. Head to tinyleapschat.com and let's get the ball rolling. That's it for episode 26. Thank you so much for listening. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, if you'd like to sign up to receive daily alerts whenever a new episode drops, just go ahead and text the word TINY to 38470, and that's going to get you signed up, and you can start receiving alerts as soon as possible. With that said, I want to say thank you so much for listening, and if you like the show so far, the greatest compliment you could pay it is leaving a rating and review on iTunes, as well as subscribing to get future episodes. Now, here is a great review by Danny Johnson. Quote, "If you need actionable ideas on how to live your best life, you found the place to be. I would highly recommend this show to anyone looking to better their life or the lives of their loved ones." End quote. Well, thank you so much, Danny, for taking the time to share your thoughts and leave a review. It really means the world to me, more than you probably realize. If you'd like to have your own review read on the show, well, you've got to leave one. So go ahead and do it so that I can have the pleasure of reading your name and your review on the air. Until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day. Every day.
Freestyle Friday number 46. My name is E-Double. I hope you enjoy it. Good luck to everybody.
I never test that water, just jump in and bob till my lines get sunk in. I carbo low for the fight ahead. Fuck bread, my noodles stay drunken. So with loose lips, I'm trying to manje. They're trying to watch y'all shut like Kanye. But they hear my voice when I shock the cons. Old artists re-get the through Tajay. Just props on the shelf getting branded up. Hunts full just left when they canned it up. Standing up for motherfuckers, man enough. Go and tell it how it is. Bandage up, cause we hurting, but we got new souls.